Welcome back to another episode of Afternoon Delight.
Is it recording?
It's recording. Oh, we're recording. Now.
It just said recording started just while it. While
did I miss it? Did I miss the intro?
Yeah, okay, you missed it. Again. You want to re-intro it? You want to do it?
Welcome back. It's another episode of Afternoon Delight. It's Kyle Rush. It's Ben Taylor. And there's the Rockets in flight. And we have what the kids call a banger today. Okay. Oh. I've been playing around with ChatGPT. And Ben, for those that don't know, we used to do a golf podcast together.
Yeah.
And on Wednesdays, I know today's Friday, but on Wednesdays, what do we call it? It was like scenarios. What was it called? Like what if Wednesdays or something like that?
No, it was Would You Rather Wednesdays.
Would You Rather Wednesdays.
But, would you
but
rather?
The,
would you?
The
would
whole
you rather,
premise.
Yeah.
This is not necessarily a would you rather, but this is the whole thing was like we'd throw out crazy scenarios and then break it down. So this is sort of along those lines, but Ben, you know how I am with ChatGPT, right? And I am
okay. First off, let me explain to y'all that don't know how Kyle is with ChatGPT. When it first came about, he's like the old guy that just found out that you don't have to have a cord to your remote to the television and VCR anymore.
Yeah.
Like he is constantly on it, sending us stuff, workouts, how to practice in golf.
It gave me golf lessons.
I feel bad for his wife and children because if a scenario comes up in an argument, he's going to ChatGPT it to try to win the argument. So it got to that point where at one point when he was trying to explain to me on golf lessons, I said, quit quoting ChatGPT to me. Please stop.
Stop screenshotting it.
Just stop. Stop sending that to me. And so, but I'm going to give him credit. When it comes to a pod and it comes to a show and it comes to a scenario, when he told me his idea, I said, okay, I kind of take back part of what I said bad.
This is going to be like the first one of like many, many series. And y'all are going to have to help us. Okay. So essentially what I've done is I've taken an Auburn-centric pain point or like point in time that people always argue, what if, okay? Yeah. And I ran it through ChatGPT, and I'm like, okay, ChatGPT, what if, blah, 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 okay? And today's episode is, you ready for this, Ben?
I don't know.
Are you ready? Like, tell me. I got to know.
Yeah, hit me with it.
What if... After Nick Marshall, Gus Malzahn stuck with that model and went with Lamar Jackson. Are you ready for this?
Man. Okay, so do we get to give our answers first, or are you going to read ChatGPT first, and then we get to give ours? And
I don't even really know, like, what the best way to do this is. So
it's our first
you
time.
You talk first, and then I'm gonna talk to you about – I'm going to talk to you about Lamar Jackson.
Okay,
Gus Malzahn landing Lamar Jackson.
I can't
remember
the timeline, Kyle. My memory. Would that have been the year after Nick Marshall or 2 years after?
2015. He was a freshman. Remember, we actually played him in Atlanta.
Yeah.
It was Auburn and Louisville. We played them in Atlanta. We won that game. Jeremy Johnson threw like three interceptions. And honestly, Lamar actually almost brought them back to beat us.
I couldn't remember the year. So we got 13 with Nick. There's a year off, and then we would have had Lamar Jackson the next year. So, oh man. So where do I start? So if I'm ChatGPT, if you're asking me this as ChatGPT, my initial response is there's a possibility Coach Malzahn still is coaching at Auburn. If that's the case.
We're gonna get there. Like that's I think that actually I kind of skipped ahead, but let's talk. Just talk about 2015. Let me give you this.
Okay.
Just tell you what like recap. Okay. Auburn goes 7-6, 6-6 in the regular season. You beat Memphis in the Birmingham Bowl, whatever the hell you call it.
I do remember this because I've told you before, I got a real good buddy that goes to Memphis. And so we basically were jabbing each other about that game because he graduated from Memphis, me from Auburn. He thinks the Memphis Tigers are going to win the national championship every year. He's one of those people, even though they have zero chance of ever winning the football national championship. He thinks
Auburn goes 7-6.
Yep.
Quarterback controversy. you subbed in Sean White at some point. Mm-hmm. I think he came in. You ended up beating Kentucky, almost beat Arkansas in like overtime. Mm-hmm. No identity. But that's what you were. You just limped your way, got embarrassed in your rivalry games.
Lost some offensive linemen. Again, no identity at quarterback. Running backs were actually better than we probably made them out to be.
Oh, sure.
And so, and the defense was not, it was still the Gus Bimba don't break defense, but we didn't have the offense.
That was, that was Muschamp's first year.
Yep.
Where the defense started to kind of
boom him effort
shift afterwards. Yeah. But anyway, that's what happened. 7-6, 6-6 in the regular season. You win the Birmingham Bowl against Memphis, quarterback carousel, the Jeremy Johnson meltdown. I'll let you go first, and I'm going to tell you what ChatGPT says.
So now, do I talk about what I think would have happened if that's the case?
Yeah, let's analyze it.
The funny part is that's his freshman year. I still think he does better than Jeremy Johnson. I don't know that they're going to win the national championship, but I don't know that, you know, Gus is able to head back to the championship game that soon after Nick Marshall. But you're probably looking at 10 wins, more than likely. After a bowl win, probably get a, you know, after January 1 bowl, not necessarily the national championship, but you probably get an after January 1 bowl. Again, that probably pushes Gus's timeline of being successful because Lamar's going to be coming back as a sophomore in 2020. You got the COVID.
2016. We're in 2015.
Yeah, that's right, 2015. So then you got 2016 that he would have been, you know, sophomore slash junior. Dude.
All right, we're just talking about 2015. So you're close compared to what ChatGPT says. Okay, so
it's just – we're just talking about the next year. So, yeah, next year.
2015, 2016, like we're going to work our way down the line.
Okay, so I'll go 10 wins. A bowl game after January 1, so we're not playing in the Birmingham Bowl. We're either going to, like, Citrus or, you know, somewhere that won the big bowl. Fiesta, you know, Rose, something like that. You're going somewhere big.
Yeah.
And probably finishing in the top 10 easily in the country, if not top 5, with Lamar Jackson, with Gus's style offense, allowing the bend but don't break type scenario.
All right, so that's all really good. I mean, essentially, are you actually ChatGPT? Like, are you?
No.
Are you?
Oh, right, is that so, what it?
Like, so here's what.
I didn't do this. I do have ChatGPT. I didn't do this ahead of time because Kyle just gave me the scenario.
What you have to understand is ChatGPT is also assuming that Gus is okay with the Nick Marshall style offense, where he's like, okay, we're gonna run read option. We're going to have the dual threats.
Oh, I totally think he's okay with it.
We're totally okay with that. That's what ChatGPT is saying when he chose to go with Lamar Jackson. Okay, so this is what ChatGPT says. Alternate reality. Lamar takes over as full-time before midseason. Auburn immediately becomes terrifying again schematically. Running game opens back up. Defenses are forced to account for the quarterback. Every snap, what they say is 9-3 regular season, 10-2 if Lamar steals one against Ole Miss or Georgia. And remember, I feel like that game, I don't know this for a fact, and I could go back and look, but that Ole Miss game I think was actually pretty close in 2015, even with Sean White. So probably could steal that one. And
that's
then
the game
you're
he
like
got hurt in, isn't it?
It could be. It could be. I don't really remember. But what the biggest thing that ChatGPT says is this doesn't say that, like, Gus is back. This says Gus is legit. He's now moved from one quarterback to the next. And the national perception is Auburn has been able to recreate what they have had for the last two seasons. It wasn't a fluke. And it's, I mean, the offense may be more dynamic. So you're looking at 9-3, 10-2 in 2015, potentially, instead of 7-6, headed into 2016. Now, let's talk 2016 really quick. So remember, that's when you go bring in like John Franklin III. Like you had
failure,
which was a failure.
And even worse when they came out with that Netflix show, and you saw that basically Lashley, sight unseen, shows up, offers him, and then leaves. And it's like, what are we doing?
Let's do it. Let's do a quick ad read, and then we'll go into 2016. So
by first, Auburn.
It's by Auburn. That's who we're going to talk about. By Auburn. Yeah. If you got an Auburn business, you need to be advertising at buyauburn.com. You can list for less than $1 a day. We're shouting every single day for Auburn fans to go do business with Auburn people. It makes sense. If you're part of the Auburn family, be a part of it. Check it out, buyauburn.com. All right, 2016. Remember that year, I think Auburn ended up going like 8-5. You had Cameron Petway, who went nuts, Kerryon Johnson, Eli Stove, who was like your do-it-all guy. And then the offensive line, that was a sneaky, really good offensive line. Because remember, in 2017, that's when Auburn played for the SEC championship. It was essentially the same line, just one more year younger. Okay. So tell me about 2016 from like what you think, and then ChatGPT tells me how that season plays out. Lamar won the Heisman.
And keep in mind, I think this is the year that Sean White got hurt in the Ole Miss game, if I'm not mistaken. I think this is the year. You know, while I'm talking, you can try to look that up, see if you get it. But I think this is the year because what you just said about Eli Stove going crazy made me think, okay, Sean White and Eli Stove, like that was a big combination right there for the Auburn Tigers. And he got hurt, which he knew wouldn't have been playing if Lamar's on the team. So who knows if he transfers or he's even in the picture if Lamar comes on the team. Because even in the old transfer rules where he had to go sit out somewhere, he probably would have done it because it's Lamar friggin' Jackson, who clearly we now see is worth his weight in gold. So that season, Kyle, it's 10-plus wins and probably a shot at the national title because Gus is in his bag from Cam to Nick Marshall to now Lamar Jackson. And you got the running game to go with it, a good line to go with it, a bend but don't break defense to go with it. Keep in mind the kicking game is still strong at that point in time, so they're at least getting in field goal range and putting up threes every now and then. I'm going shot at national title, not necessarily winning it, but I'm going 10-plus wins probably. What did we play 11 or 12 in that year?
We went to a bowl game, so we're 8-5.
8-5, so 13, so it'd be 12 games. So 10-2 regular season play for national title.
All right, you may actually be ChatGPT. So first off, remember, you go into the season, and it's the Clemson game at home, and it's the game that Gus had way too long to game plan for.
He had way too many Waffle House napkins to write on during that time.
And you played like six quarterbacks. Like it was absurd. And the defense, again, remember, Muschamp had started to kind of change the defense up, and they played freaking phenomenal. And you only lost that game. Like it was not that bad. It was like 13-9 or something crazy. Yeah, something dumb.
Terrible. Offense was awful.
19-13. I knew there was a.
That's still awful. That's still 13 points is still awful.
Yeah. So, like that game, you already have an identity. You know what I mean? So, like, you're not trying to manufacture something. That game becomes a lot more interesting. The game you're talking about with the name you're talking, the game you're talking about as far as quarterbacks go in Georgia was actually this game. Okay, this is the game where Sean White had the broken arm. Because remember, Cam Petway was going nuts. Like that was the year he had that stretch where he was unbelievable. And then you get to the Vandy game, he blows out his hammy running wide open or whatever it is. Like nobody's touching him. And then Sean White had to come in that game with a messed up arm because the offense with John Franklin III was not working. So, like, none of that happens.
No.
Auburn likely beats Georgia. The Iron Bowl is probably way, way more interesting.
Oh, there's no doubt.
They got potential record 10-2, ceiling 11-1, legit college football playoff contention. The big picture, though, is now, okay, we got two seasons back-to-back, plus Nick Marshall. Auburn now becomes
Lamar Jackson,
the destination for the athletic 6'2", 195, 200-pound quarterback.
Again, so, Gus's job is saved. He never leaves to go anywhere.
Now, 2017 is interesting, okay? Because I guess Lamar Jackson still has one more year.
Yeah, he's got to do 3 years because.
And remember, this is when you had Jarrett Stidham. So,
yeah, but if you got Lamar Jackson, you probably don't go get Jarrett Stidham.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So Jarrett Stidham probably never becomes an Auburn quarterback if this is the case.
He leads Baylor to the Big 12 championship. Out in
Lamar has an even better season where he throws for more yards and I'm looking and runs for 100 more yards.
You know what's crazy about this whole thing? And I know you can do misses all day.
Yeah.
You can always do misses. Two misses out of Auburn that really haunt me. Lamar Jackson is one of them, just because of who the head coach was and him winning a national championship as an OC with Cam Newton, playing for a national championship with Nick Marshall as a head coach, and an opportunity to get Lamar Jackson. And the other one was Tubbs missing on Phillip Rivers. Phillip Rivers.
But he had Jason Campbell. They were in the same class.
I know, but he still stopped recruiting him. Phillip Rivers has told that story numerous times. Like, they were in the same class, but he still, like, you still got to wonder.
They asked him to come play tight end.
If he redshirts and says, I'll take a backup role to let Jason Campbell. You know what I mean? Like,
they told him that Tubbs told him he could play tight end.
He did, but that's the thing. Not the redshirt option was never, all they had to do was say, well, redshirt you and you can play a year behind Jason Campbell. It'll be Jason Campbell, then you. Back to back, you guys are going to, we're going to continue. Because at that time, think about that, Kyle. Back during that time, kids would come if they were told you're going to be starting on year three or year four. And you got to wonder if we missed on those are the two that kind of haunt me from a quarterback perspective. And I love Jason. Poor Jason had to go through, what was it, five offensive coordinators in five seasons at Auburn? I mean, I feel bad for him. And then he got to the pros and went through like five more. Guys played for more OCs than anybody. But Phillip Rivers and Lamar Jackson are my two misses that I go, what if? Because Jason goes undefeated his senior year. If Phillip redshirts and then he plays that following year, do you have back-to-back undefeated seasons with Auburn with Phillip Rivers behind Jason Campbell? And then you're talking about Nick Marshall going from Nick Marshall to Lamar Jackson. Bro, we missed out on a lot that big took time. Place over the last 20 years.
So 2017, if you have Lamar, you're probably knocking on another door, knocking on the door of the playoffs again. Mm-hmm. And the most interesting thing is like to look at potential quarterbacks moving forward. Because remember, we weren't so far away from the transfer portal at this point in time.
No.
But Justin Fields, remember Justin Fields, like he may never go to Georgia. Like if you've got this proven concept, like he maybe never goes to Georgia and then eventually Ohio State. Like maybe he comes to Auburn. You got Khalil Tate, De'Aaron King, Malik Cunningham, Cam Ward. Like we're kind of fast forwarding into the portal era.
No, but the Cam Ward is a good name because he was flirting with Auburn.
Yeah, and he wasn't necessarily a true dual threat, but the point is like what could that simple decision have influenced? And you mentioned it earlier, like I honestly think Gus is probably still the head coach. And I don't think that's really a step out.
There's a fourth statue sitting outside of Jordan Hare right now.
I don't know that I disagree.
There's a fourth, wild
to think about.
There's a fourth statue sitting outside of Jordan-Hare right now. And even if he's retired, or even if once the transfer portal came along and kind of ran him out, he is sitting up there with, and look, I heard the stat the other day, because my buddy Doug out of Montgomery, I'm on his show, and he ran down the scenarios. Gus was the most successful against Nick Saban out of everybody. And if he's got those quarterbacks, think of how much better that success is against Nick Saban. And it would – honestly, Kyle, think about how dominant the state of Alabama would have been during that time across the entire country.
You're probably trading SEC titles and maybe even national titles almost like every other year.
It's almost like everybody else becomes irrelevant.
Now, it's easy to say – this is super easy to say because of looking at the end result of Lamar Jackson. But the crux of the conversation is not necessarily so much about Lamar Jackson as it is how good that Gus offense was with athletic quarterbacks. Yes. And I really – like, I would love – if I got, like, 5 minutes in a room with Gus, I would love to say – why, or ask why? Why did you go away from him? And did it have anything to do with the fact that the Senior Bowl did not invite Nick as a quarterback? Oh. And he's one of the statistical best quarterbacks in Auburn history. And
that's a great question. I forgot about that.
One of the top statistical quarterbacks in the history of Auburn doesn't get an invite to the Senior Bowl as a quarterback, only as a defensive back. Was it did that hurt your pride a little bit? Was it like, I'll show you? Or was it, hey, I want to get to the NFL. I want an NFL job eventually, so I got to prove it that I can get there. I can get there with a more NFL-style
quarterback. Yeah, but Lamar could have done that for him, because that's the whole reason the Ravens drafted him. They wanted that maybe style. Now. Yeah.
Now, like, was it like, I got to get away from that? I got Jeremy Johnson now, who's, you know, the 6'5", 220, 230, can throw it all over the park. You know, I got that. So do I really need to go back in the well with those type of quarterbacks that I do really well with? It's a fascinating conversation. And, like, it doesn't make me like
– I got a name for it now.
What's that?
Now that you've done these scenarios and talked about how these national titles we could possibly win, this is F Me Friday.
This is Go Play in Traffic Friday. Oh, man. I mean, ChatGPT is demonic, so they can see into the future. So they're telling us exactly.
I mean, the whole time you're running off these scenarios, I'm going, F me, dude. Yeah. You know, my life would have been so much better if.
Dude, how awesome would it be if. I mean, I love Gus. Like, we legitimately. So he was hired in 2013. We'd be kicking off year 12.
Yeah.
Year 13 of Gus. Hands down. If you take
I was
Lamar
never
Jackson.
A Gus hater. When everybody when he got asked to leave and people go, well, it's about time. I thought, you know, you got to do stuff to get you fired. And then when you got now, it did not help that Harsin and Freeze followed him up. And then you're like, see, we shouldn't have done it now. Exactly. But I wasn't a hater. I did kind of grow tired and go, if we're not going to move forward, we probably need to make a change. And
yeah.
But that's the thing, is if you get the Lamar Jackson, if you get the Caleb Williams, if you get the Cam Wards, if you get these guys coming out of high school that were all world, you know, RPO type guys that are in the league right now, by the way, all these guys in the league, if Gus is able to get those, which he's, if he goes from Nick to Lamar to X, Y, Z back to ABC, which, you know, they would all start coming once they saw the success. I mean, that's the way the world works. So, golly, the whole what if, man, Gus has got to be kicking himself, because there was an opportunity there for him to, number one, have longevity at a school, but number two, be able to honestly control the football world through the feet of like super athletes and super freaks at the quarterback position.
So here's the biggest, it says the biggest butterfly effects. Okay. We'll wrap it up on this. Okay. Number one, Gus is still the head coach. That's number one. Chat GPT says Gus is still the head coach. Number two. Okay. So this is 2015, 11 years. It says Auburn likely reaches at least three, maybe four college football playoffs.
Oh my gosh. F me Friday.
Recruiting at quarterback changes forever. That's
no doubt. Yeah.
Hugh Freeze obviously is never the head coach at Auburn.
No.
And Auburn becomes nationally known for electric quarterback play instead of quarterback inconsistency that it's known for, to the point where it's like, just because you're at Auburn, you become a worse quarterback. It's not because it's not like we can point to anything other than it's the correlation versus causation argument.
Yeah.
You've had a bad run of bad decisions and it's led to bad quarterback play, but it's associated because it's all at Auburn. So now instead of Auburn being known for poor quarterback play, Auburn's known for electric quarterback play. Put that in your pipe and smoke it for the weekend.
Now we get to do Suck It Saturday. Golly.
This is fun, man.
It is because the what if portion of all this, Kyle, is honestly it's a phone call or a visit away from making all this happen. That's how close it is.
Lamar Jackson camped and visited Auburn like multiple times. Like you could have easily gotten Lamar Jackson.
Yes.
But I think instead in that 2015 class, you took Tyler Queen. No disrespect to Tyler Queen. But that was your 2015 quarterback. Guys, appreciate it. We got more of this coming. Like we're in the talking season. We're in fun season. We're gonna send us comments, put in the comments like scenarios. Okay. Ben and I are gonna work on these. We had a bunch before we hit record that we're gonna work through. Hit us with some scenarios in the comments, and we'll run it through AI, and we'll have a whole show about it and talk about it. It'd be fun. I think this was fun.
Yeah, I loved it. I love it.
Other than, you know, being feel like you got punched in the nuts.
Yeah. F me Friday.
F me Friday. It's fantastic.
Nut shot as we head into Saturday. Thank you.
All right. On that note, y'all have a great weekend.
Ben, War damn eagle.
Yeah, war eagle. We're out of here.